Billboard magazine recently ran a cover story about the resurgence of power pop. The rock genre of catchy songs and clanging guitars started in the late 70s. Most of the original power pop acts have broken up, but one of them, the Smithereens, is still going strong with a recent release of a best-of album called Blown to Smithereens and a new collection of rare old tracks called Attack of the Smithereens. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
The Smithereens have often been compared to the Beatles, so I thought it was appropriate to play the only Beatle tune they've recorded, One After 909. It's true that the Smithereens favor Beatlesque guitar chords and sweet melodies played with tart vigorousness, but the band long ago established its own approach to power pop. Smithereens' lead singer and chief songwriter is Pat D'Annunzio. He doesn't, as you may have noticed, have a great voice. It's flat and inexpressive whenever he needs to convey anything more than loneliness or bitterness. But on those two subjects, he's pretty great.
Blue period, black comedy, such a joke I played on me. I let you go, and now I know. Now I think about the days when I let you down in so many ways. That's the time I want to cry, and the time I wonder why. And pray.
It doesn't surprise me at all that the Smithereens haven't become a household name. If there's one thing late 70s power pop proved, it's that the great mass audience of rock fans loved the Beatles, missed them terribly when they broke up, and couldn't care less that lots of other good bands raced into the breach to replace them. The Smithereens formed in 1980 in New Jersey, performing D'Annunzio's material and making money by backing oldies acts like the Beau Brummels and Otis Blackwell. When they finally got signed to a label in 1985, it was with the small company Enigma Records. This is what the demo version of one of their best songs, Blood and Roses, sounded like. Smithereens moved up to Capitol Records in 1988, and while they haven't taken off commercially, they're still out there making great little albums. I'd recommend Green Thoughts and A Date with the Smithereens in particular. They'll never rate a six-hour documentary on ABC, but you might wear out a tape in your car.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.